superhumanradio.com lately. Lots of free supplements, great information, and older episodes of Superhuman Radio are all available. Go to superhumanradio.com today.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And your co-host, what's your name, little girl?
Did you forget already?
No, I could never forget your name. Elisa Profumo is in the studio, which can mean only one thing. What is today, Elisa?
Today is Casual Friday.
Yes, and you know what? I'm surprised we don't forget, because we haven't done a Casual Friday. We didn't do one last week, right?
No, we went to the Oaks, which is the day before the Derby. We went out to the track that day,
right?
So we missed Casual Friday.
And I posted pictures of you and got accused of being sappy.
Yes, you did.
And the interesting thing is that you yourself said to me, you have to stop doing that. You have to stop posting those pictures and saying
those
things.
I think people are getting sick of you posting pictures of me on Facebook.
Oh, I don't think anybody's getting sick of me posting pictures of you. I think people like seeing pictures of you, but I think they don't like hearing the sappy things that I say. And so I'm going to stop. I am. I've done enough damage. Okay. Anyway.
I don't know if it's damage. But anyway, we had a nice time at the track. I won the Exacta.
Yes. How much?
$175.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. That's cool.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And we went to the Derby show the week before that. The
NPC Derby bodybuilding figure fitness. And because they had fitness competition. It was fantastic.
It was great. Brent Jones was on the show that Thursday prior,
right,
to discuss it. It was a good
huge turnout.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, in my opinion, going to become one of the most popular. I predict that show can become as big as the Olympia or the Arnold, just because if people put the effort behind it, just because it happens during the Kentucky Derby, a 100-something-year-old event that that brings the most prestigious and most high-level people in the world to this city. I mean, we when we were leaving, remember somebody said, oh, look, that's the Saudi prince's jet flying in for the Oaks.
Yes, yes.
So, I mean, there's some amazing people that come into the city for that weekend, and now we have an NPC event.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And August the 4th, there's another Kentucky show that's the promoter, Gene Good, is working on. Maybe, hopefully I can do that one.
Yeah, you're trying to get ready for that show now. That's correct.
I am. And that one is in Frankfort, Kentucky. So hopefully I'll be ready for that one. And Gene Good gave us some tickets to give away.
Right. And a little later in the show, we're going to explain how you can win or receive one of five. Is it five tickets or five sets of tickets?
Five tickets. I'll read it. He emailed me. I'll read it again, and we can announce it later.
Yeah, but we're going to tell you, if you're in the Kentucky area during August and want to attend this really another high-level show, you'll have an opportunity to get some free tickets from Superhuman Radio and Gene Good.
Yes.
There you go. And he's living up to his last name. He's good. So anyway, okay, what else do we have to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
Well, we have an interesting segment today. We're going to have someone from our gym come on. He actually does Bob Owen?
Yeah, no, he's a partner, and he also runs the gym. He and his wife, Caroline Scott, run the LAC, Louisville Athletic Club, on Westport Road.
And that's the gym where we work out.
We train, right.
And so we're going to have them on, and we're going to talk about several different things, one of which is gym etiquette.
Yeah, because people really need to be reminded about gym etiquette. So we're going to be talking to the Scots about that and some funny stories that occur when you are a gym management person. Because obviously we see everything from our side, the member. And we're going to get their perspective as well from the gym management side.
Yeah, I have some stories about gym etiquette.
Yes.
That's been a really sore spot with me lately.
Lately, just lately. It's amazing how it's like when it rains, it pours.
Well, I don't know if it's just because I'm in the gym every day now,
right,
or if it's just escalated because, you know, when it rains, it pours, like you just
right
said. But it's been bad.
Yeah, yeah. Before we get into that, but I want to back up and talk about something that we were going to talk about, but we weren't on the air since the Derby, the actual event. When we went to the Oaks, they had a cancer survivors. It was a special day. First of all, everybody wore pink and black, right? Which is the day for the color for Susan G. Komen. No, I know.
I didn't this year because I was tired of wearing pink.
Yeah. But everybody, a lot of the women wore pink because it symbolizes a solidarity for cancer survivors. And they had, in between, before the Oaks race, they actually had cancer survivors come out on the track carrying a banner. And you and I watch these women come out, and God bless them. I mean, you know, anybody who survives cancer or any type of near-death event clearly is blessed to still be alive. But we noticed something about them, didn't we?
Yes, most of them were overweight.
Most of them, all of them. And we watched them, and everyone, including their children who came out with them to support them, everybody who walked on that racetrack in that procession was, and I want to call it as it is, they were obese. They were obese.
And why do you find that important?
Because cancer is related to obesity, because obesity promotes inflammation, and inflammation disrupts the apoptotic landscape and compromises certain proteins that lead to various cancers. And it baffles me. You know, you see these poor women coming out and going, I survived cancer. And no one's connecting the dots going, you know what the problem is? Obesity is leading to cancer, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to tell people that. We need to say that to people. You have cancer. One of the modalities of treatment is you've got to lose 50 pounds fast.
Right. Okay, so what about the misconception that's out there that estrogen is a contributor to breast cancer?
And let's many women, mm-hmm. when confronted with the notion of getting on hormone replacement therapy, parrot what they've been told by their doctors through the medical orthodoxy, and that is that hormones are dangerous. Hormones cause cancer. Hormones cause heart disease. So, you know, you have all these poor women who are inches away from making a good decision to get on hormone replacement therapy, being told by their doctors and sold fear, and they go, no, I wouldn't do that because estrogen causes cancer. I have a cousin I had this discussion with. You have a friend recently you had this discussion with. And this is nonsense. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this one out, ladies, okay? If estrogen caused cancer, no woman would get through puberty without developing cancer. When your estrogen levels are ragingly high, when nature has set you up to have birth, your estrogen levels have never been higher. That's why when you go for hormone-related tests, the assay says, age by age, it shows what your estrogen levels should be. And when you're the youngest, your estrogen levels are the highest. So if estrogen caused uterine cancer, if estrogen caused breast cancer, every 20-year-old girl would have uterine cancer and breast cancer. End of story.
Okay, so then what would you say to a woman who is going to take hormones that are not bioidentical?
Okay, that's a totally different story, because when they create hormones to be orally used, they have to methylate the hormone. Because if you take a raw hormone, if you take estrogen powder, okay, pure estrogen powder, and swallow it, for every 100 milligrams you swallow, about 2.5 milligrams ends up in your bloodstream, because the liver has receptors that are designed to get excess hormones out. When it comes through the stomach, the liver sees this big onrush and goes, oh, I got to get that out. So what they do is they methylate these hormones so that the liver can't chew them up and spit it out. And this causes hepatic stress. And this changes the landscape of liver enzymes. And that's the reason for thrombosis, that blood clots occur. That's the reason that lipids change like cholesterol and cause heart disease. And that's the reason for the cancers associated with these hormones. It's not the hormone. It's the pharmaceutical preparation of the hormone. When women take bioidentical hormones, they have none of those problems. Their thrombotic index doesn't go up.
Is it because it's in cream form, the bioidenticals?
No, you can take bioidenticals orally too, but you'd have to take a large dose
to
get that into your bloodstream. The reason they put it in cream is to is to minimize the cost, because if it goes through your skin, it avoids first-pass liver degradation.
Okay.
So they can get more into your bloodstream faster using a lower dose by delivering through the skin than through the stomach. But the bioidentical, it's not about cream. It's about not changing the molecule from what nature made it to be. That's what it's about.
Okay.
So, you know, for those of you out there who are considering hormone replacement therapy, the time to get on it is when you're perimenopausal, not when you're postmenopausal. And bioidenticals are the way to go. And it's a lie that estrogen causes cancer. Now, granted, estrogen, unopposed estrogen without progesterone and testosterone does change the way a woman's uterus functions. And that could lead to some issues.
Well, what about women who eat soy all the time?
They're on hormone replacement therapy.
Exactly.
They're using unopposed estrogen right now.
Exactly.
And see, I don't want to get into the whole soy debacle, but no one should be eating soy. No one.
I know.
No one. Unless it's fermented soy, where the phytoestrogens are removed already.
It's so frustrating for me. I was at a group meeting the other day, and one of the girls was sitting there bragging about her big bowl of soybeans.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I can say.
Well, you know what? She thinks that she's an individual thinker,
uh-huh.
But she's actually a sheeple. The people who are like sheep that the government and the marketers can herd into groups and say, do this, eat that.
Right.
So she's just one of the sheeple. She's gotten a bad message, and she's proud of doing it. No one should eat soy. No one. Especially boys, young boys, developing boys.
Feminizing too.
Hell yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We actually have to take a break. Do we have anything else to talk about before going into the break?
No, we have a lot to talk about after the break.
Yeah, we're going to come back around to some of these stories that Elisa had just alluded to. We're going to go into our break, and when we come back, we're going to have Bob and Caroline Scott from LAC on. We're going to talk about gym etiquette. And we're also going to get the perspective from gym management side. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. 17 tracks and I'm at it with this game. I'm breaking my back just to know your name. But heaven ain't close. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes who strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I want to remind everybody about the Muscle Gauge Nutrition $600 giveaway. On the 31st of this month, we will be drawing one name to win $600 in free supplements, protein powders, vitamins of your choice. You can pick anything inside the Muscle Gauge Nutrition store. $600 worth of value to one lucky winner. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad to enter today.
Carl, are you okay? You look a little
I was
weak.
Belching. I know. You know what? You know how I overdo everything, right?
Right.
So I haven't been using fish oil for a while.
Uh-huh.
So I went to the store the other day and I bought some Carlson's cod liver oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably drank the equivalent of 7 tablespoons this morning, I think. I just poured it in my mouth, and then after I swallowed it, I looked at the label and I went, oh, man, that was a lot. And I think it's like it hasn't gotten out of my stomach.
Is it gurgling around?
Yeah, it hasn't gotten out of my stomach yet. So that's all. Anyway, okay, this is going to be a fun interview. We're going to have two friends on the show right now, Bob Scott and Caroline Scott from Louisville Athletic Club. How you guys doing?
Hey, brother. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. How you doing, Caroline?
Doing good. It's good to be on your show.
Cool. Okay, so, you know, Elisa has been talking off the air and on the air about gym etiquette lately because she's had a couple events that keep, like, getting in her way and things that, like, getting in her craw. And she said, you know, we have to talk about this because I'm sure everybody experiences this.
Yes. It's an unfortunate problem, I think, in the industry. And I don't know that... And let me begin this interview by saying, Carl, that you and I both outkicked our coverage with regard to ladies in our lives. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. That goes without saying. And
thank
it's funny
you,
that you said that because I just said on the air at the beginning of the show that I promised not to be sappy any longer because I've been accused by some of the listeners as being sappy when it comes to Elisa.
So that's okay. She's worth getting sappy over.
There you go. Thanks,
my
Bob.
Dear bride as well.
Thank
you.
Thank
we are both blessed men.
Yeah. So, okay. So let me first tell you a story about what happened recently at the gym and ask your opinion of how these types of things should be handled.
Yeah.
Elisa was doing walking lunges with like 25-pound dumbbells the other day.
Right.
She had done three sets already. And literally every single time goes back to the same corner and drops the dumbbells. The fourth time she did this, when she dropped the dumbbells, they rolled just like they always did before, but this time they rolled into someone's iPhone that happened to be on the floor.
And Bob, by the way, I was back in the corner, like back in the very back where nobody is typically.
Yeah.
So I thought
I've seen Caroline back there doing
lunges.
That's
where I like to go.
Yeah, I thought I was safe back there, but some girl happened to show up when I was doing my walking lunge away from that spot. And
So Elisa calls me over. The girl is being indignant about it. And, you know, she's you got to. And so, you know, I'm Bob, I have a feeling that you and I are very similar in this area. I'm more of a peacemaker. Look, let's just figure out how to get past this.
Yeah.
And so I knew that there was an easy way to get this solved. It's not expensive to fix these phones any longer. There's places that do it. So we agreed to fix the phone. But reality is that Elisa was right. It's not our responsibility because, and I even said this to the girl. I said, you know what? Dumbbells, it's normal to see them dropped in a gym. Cell phones on the floor
absolutely.
Is not normal to see. You're not
right.
So what happens when people come to you with those kind of issues?
I guess my first comment is I don't know why people would even want to bring, and they do, because we've seen people working out on it, which absolutely blows my mind, and it's against the rules.
Yeah, and I have a good story about that, but go ahead, Bob.
We've seen people working out on cardio equipment, you know, running, talking on a cell phone, and, mm-hmm. and I'm like, man, you know, you're going to get distracted and potentially hurt by doing that. So, you know, folks, leave your cell phones in the car or in your locker. I don't see any reason that you should even bring them out on the floor, because you're coming, let's face it, to hopefully de-stress a little bit, you know, from your hectic day and get a workout in. So
right.
It's one of those things that I shake my head every time, and I don't think Elisa did anything wrong. I think she did everything right. It was just the person that had the cell phone on the floor that was kind of asking for it.
Caroline, tell me the story.
Yeah, so I'm teaching my spin class a couple weeks ago, and you know, and again, I don't mind if someone brings their phone in, because I have a lot of moms in the class, and I know that if it's a child that calls or something about it, you know, an emergency, that's fine. So I'm in the middle of my class, and this girl in the back gets on her phone, calls someone, proceeds to strike up a conversation in the middle of my class.
She's spinning.
Yes, while she's spinning. And you know, spinning is a high-intensity workout, so if you're talking, in my mind, you're not working.
Right.
So, you know, she went on for a little bit, and I was about to say something, and she hung up. And, you know, it's rude to the instructor. It's rude to the other participants. And after that, she continued to text, which also, that's rude, because the room is dark, and it's a light that's shining, you know. So it just blew my mind. I mean, it really blew my mind. I thought, can you not take 45 minutes to an hour out, you know, and not make a phone call to your girlfriend about your weekend, you know?
Elisa's shaking her head. I have my hand up. I have to testify. I'm guilty.
But you take yours in because you record things on it.
I put mine on the airplane mode. When I walk in the gym, I put my phone on the airplane mode because I use my iPhone to record my workouts. I write everything down.
Well, that's a little different.
That doesn't bother
us. Yeah.
It's when you call your girlfriend in the middle of my spin class.
Right.
Exactly.
Or you're sitting on a machine that I want to get on and you're carrying on a conversation.
Okay, let's talk about another thing. And again, we're not naming names, not pointing fingers, but
of course not.
It's always a different person that does this. But every now and again, there's a girl who comes into a gym, could be LAC, could be any gym, to train legs and do squats with hot pants on. So when she gets down into and she strives to go below parallel, which you should.
Yeah.
But in doing so, hello, you can see the sun shining. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what? Like, okay. So as a guy, I don't want to look at her because I don't want to be seen
distracted.
As like, some sort. Well, no, not only distracted. I don't want to be seen as some sort of lecher.
And it is
distracting. Let's face it. It's like you don't want to have to. And as a woman, I got to believe women probably look at that and go, "Oh my God, you know, why don't you just write? I need attention on my back."
Yeah.
What about that? Do you ever? Is it ever appropriate to go to gym management and say, "Look, you have somebody in there that is inappropriately dressed for gym attire"?
Yes, and that has actually happened, and I'm not even going to tell the story, but similar situation. And we did have a very diplomatic employee that went to the person and alerted them of their wardrobe malfunction, should we say.
Yeah, and it happens, Carl, and Lisa, more than you think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I don't want to say it's a daily occurrence, but it does happen. And you get so many people coming through, and they have in their own mindset what looks good, let's just say.
Right.
You know, maybe what feels good, I don't know.
Well, don't forget, we're talking about a group of people who are proud of their bodies, and they want to show them. But I don't think coming to the gym naked is the way to do it.
No, and it's not, because on so many different levels, it's just not the thing to do. Hopefully you're coming in to get a workout in and, you know, feel good about yourself and you know, get on out the door.
Yeah,
you know.
And I'm not sure how much time we have, but I do have another.
Please go. We could always go into.
I know where you're going with this one.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a what not to do. Again, is bring your lunch and eat it in the sauna.
Oh yeah, I've seen that, Caroline. I saw that firsthand. She had turkey and yogurt in the sauna.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. That just doesn't appeal to me.
Well, first of all, you should not. Elisa and I have a sauna at home, and we talk about this all the time.
Too.
You should never eat and then go into the sauna because
blood flow
is at the stomach at that point in time.
Yes.
And the body becomes hypervasculated. You're dilated.
Right.
Vasculature becomes dilated, and the blood flow doesn't know where to go then.
And also just from a bacterial
sanitary
side, it's an atrocious thing to do. I Carl, you and I have joked before, but I honestly think they could do a reality TV show here, and it would. I'm serious about it. It would be so. Any producers out there listening, it would be a runaway, number one best hit because of all the stuff that happens. I mean,
okay. So I want to go through the, and we do want to keep you a little longer because I want to make sure we cover some things. I want to go through some gym etiquette pet peeves of ours. And then have you guys throw some in if we miss it, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, talk about the mirror.
Oh, back in the same corner that I try to work out in often because I like being back there because I'm away from the crowd. You stand in front of the mirror so you can watch your form and make sure you're doing things properly, and somebody comes and just stands right in front of
you. Like literally, right in front of
you. Right in front of you. And I'm going, okay, was that not my space?
Yeah.
You're in my safety circle now, yes, and my... Yeah, that's rude. I mean, definitely don't step in front of someone. You know, that's what the mirrors are there for, and it's not all about, you know.
And I've had it happen to me, you know, doing a dumbbell workout in the main weight area, and, someone will just walk in front of you, and I'm like, you know, really? Did you just do that, you know?
Right.
But you just shake your head, too, and I think just a lot of it is just people aren't really aware, you know, they're in their own little world, especially one of the things I've seen the changes in our industry of the last 5 years or so is the advent of the own personal headset, you know. I think people get the music on or whatever they're listening to and get rocking and rolling, and they're in their own little world, you know. So I think that really, if anything, it has been a little bit of a detriment. I'm not against them, you know, and I have employed them from time to time myself, but I think that can cause people to get distracted, too.
So what else bothers you guys?
Well, wait a minute. You know what? I have to stay on the clock here. We have to take a break.
Okay.
I'm being told that. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to pick this up because there's a lot more things that I want to talk about.
Yeah.
We're talking with Bob and Caroline Scott from the Louisville Athletic Club. If you're in the Louisville area, drop into the one on Westport Road. It's the best gym in town. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Stranded at the drive-in. Branded.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USL Wellness. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at Iron Mag Labs. IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Comley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com. And clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking during this segment with Bob and Caroline Scott from Louisville Athletic Club to get their perspective from the management side, the types of things that they have to deal with. We know the things that we have to deal with from the member side. We're talking a little bit about gym etiquette right now. Mm-hmm. You know, gym etiquette is really important. You know, we're going to go through this list, a couple more things here, and then I want to ask you some questions. So, okay, Elisa.
I bet I get before you go there, yeah. I bet I got some things on my list that you don't have.
Go. Go.
Well, I don't know if you want to wait for them, Carl.
Let them go first.
Yeah, go with yours.
Well, yeah, we'll move fast on
these. Only thing I want to say is like, when I try to get on the leg press machine and there's the whole bar is full of 45-pound plates. I mean, I can use a couple on each side, but not 10.
Me too.
Yeah, so somebody, the people that don't strip the weights off of their machines.
Yes.
Not re-racking the weights. That's a huge problem and, you know, pretty rude, actually. And Bob is a stickler about that. When we work out together, he's constantly putting the weights back.
She hates working out with me because I end up not only doing the machine we're on, but two or three machines by us, you know.
Yeah. Well, and I got to be honest with you. Once again, I have to testify. I am not guilty of leaving the weights on the machine, but I am guilty of not putting them back on stems on the machines, but instead laying them against the machines. You can still grab them. I feel like it's easier, actually, to grab them, but I got to believe that probably pisses you off, too, right?
Well, I love you, but I also hate you, Carl. I gotta say.
There you go. At least you're honest.
It's a love-hate relationship, you know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Yes, it pisses me off. You know, now, it's just, I understand, because you get moving, especially somebody like you who's so intense, you know, when you do your workout. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate your candidness about it, because a lot of folks don't see that, don't understand that, but it does create clutter, you know, where I've seen people actually kind of trip or bump into, stub a toe,
right,
because the weight's been kind of left on the side as opposed to being re-racked.
Right.
And that's girls, you know, like Lisa said, we don't need all that weight on there.
Yeah, yeah. What's one of the other things, Elisa, that
Oh, no, Caroline, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, I thought you were... I was going to talk about the chewing gum issue.
I didn't even think of that one.
Well, people just can't use a trash can. I mean, they put it on the equipment, they put it on the carpet.
Oh, come on.
You have got to be kidding.
No. So, and
oh, it gets better.
Plenty of trash cans around, you know, so... that's one of my pet peeves.
I chew gum, but I spit it out in the garbage can all the time.
Yeah,
and as a matter of fact, since I've been with Elisa, I can't even spit it out outside on the ground because she says the birds eat it and they die. So I have to find a trash can to put my
Well, you know, with regard to spitting gum, I always love when in the male restroom where people will spit it into the urinal.
Do
they think somebody doesn't have to get that out of there?
I know. And by the way, got to give a shout out to Lewis.
He's the best. He's
the
best.
You know what? Yeah. I remember people talking about, like, no matter what job you do, do it the best you can.
Right.
I said to Lewis one day, I says, "You're not really this happy all the time, are you?" He looked at me and goes, "Of course I am. Why wouldn't I be?" And I said, "You need to be in there teaching a class on happiness so people can get off their SSRIs."
He's awesome. He's the bright, shining spot in this place.
Yeah, so. He's great.
Well, and you know, God's really blessed him for his commitment to him and just his overall attitude, because because of that, he's actually gotten extra work. Lewis, for those who don't know, is our maintenance guy here at Lewis Athletic Club, and just a gem of a human being. And he's had people that members that have seen his efforts and commitment, and it's translated into being quite a bit of extra money for Lewis on the side as well as, you know, different projects that they have.
Cool.
And you're right, Carl. It's you know, I like the old saying, attitude determines your altitude.
Yeah.
You know, and Lewis is an absolute gem of a person for reflecting that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, so there was a couple more that we wanted to talk about. We talked about the one with the racking the weights.
Yeah.
There was one other one that I wanted to talk about, and I can't think of what it is now, but it'll come back to me. Give me some of yours on your short list. Okay, so chewing gum on the machines.
There's been another one that's kind of come up semi-recently, but for whatever reason, we have lots of cardio here, which we're proud of, but we have some cardio that's actually kind of in a corner somewhere in a couple places, and one in particular we call our cardio area one. It's the area, Carl, that has the 12 TV screens.
Oh, yeah, the one that I go into, yeah, right.
Yeah, and I hope it's not you doing this, but
if it is, I'll fess up.
Have people that will actually spit on the walls.
Oh, come on!
When they're working, you know, do a big loogie and then crank it out and
you've got to be kidding!
No.
Have you seen someone do it, or you just see?
No, if we saw someone do it, they would be getting escorted out of the gym pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know, but that is something that does happen, and. You know,
the evidence has been found.
The evidence is found, and it unfortunately will dry and get rather nasty.
Well, this is your environment, for crying out loud.
Well, you wonder if these people were born in a barn somewhere. You know, I mean, if you want to get right down to it, you know, were you born and raised in a barn? You know, I mean, again, these are things that you just don't think. Someone with any common sense. We even had a situation, it's been several years ago, I'm happy to say, but we had somebody that was actually defecating in a trash can in the men's
sauna.
Come on.
No, it wasn't the sauna, thank God, but it was in the tanning
sauna.
Room.
Yeah, the tanning room. I'm sorry.
Okay, this person was doing this for what? Because they didn't like you and the gym? Why would they do it?
Maybe they couldn't make it to the
toilet. I think they honestly, I think they were just too lazy to go use the restroom, you know, to be honest with you. And maybe they were super relaxed in there, I don't know. But one of our employees had
That's
a nickname
tough.
For the person, which I can't repeat on the air. But
I believe you went there, Bob. You went there. You totally went there.
Yeah.
What can you phonetically sound it out? Like, sounds like?
Well, the old Alice in Wonderland, the Mad Hatter.
The Mad Hatter, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, gotcha.
You can go ahead and tie it in, fill in the blanks. But.
Okay.
I think Elisa had another one, didn't you?
Well, I actually thought of one, and I didn't know if this upset you or not. My favorite place in the world to shave is the sauna, but I never leave razors behind, and I don't throw my whiskers on the ground.
Right,
I actually rub them on my towel. Do you have a problem with people shaving in the sauna?
I think that's been a problem, has it?
No, it really has not been a problem here. I mean, again, my only concern about that would be more from a hygiene standpoint and a bacterial standpoint, you know, because any time you're in a warm environment, I know where you're coming from because it's going to... I shave in the shower. I can't tell you it's been a long, long time ago that I actually shaved in front of a mirror.
Who has time?
just because, it definitely loosens up, you know, your whiskers and makes for a smoother shave, so... my concern now, somebody like you, I'm not going to be concerned about, but it'd be somebody that would be, let's just say less hygienic.
I don't know if that's ever been a problem though.
It's been a non-problem, non-factor.
Yeah. Okay.
For us. Yeah. Thank God.
Have you ever had to escort a member out and say, you know, that's it, we're canceling your membership?
Yes.
Yes.
give me an example of some of the reasons that you've had to do that.
The biggest reason would be we've had a couple instances where people were fighting, which we have a zero tolerance policy for that. And it usually stems from our basketball court.
Okay.
Go figure.
See, go figure. Not the weightlifters, right? They say we're all, you know, roid rage and all that sort of stuff.
No.
And we're the most docile individual. Well, plus, if you train as hard as some of us do, you're pretty exhausted. You don't want to fight with anybody.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
You know, exactly. I mean, you know, like before, when we were talking about how I don't put the plates back on stems. Well, you know, when you're doing leg presses with, you know, 14 plates on each side, unloading the machine after you've done all your sets is exhausting.
Yeah. The workout. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so I get lazy sometimes. I pin some of them, and the rest of them I drop against the wall there, where the raised up area is, and I just like lean them against the wall, and I feel bad. I'll find some place to put them from now on.
Yeah, we actually have caught a thief, you know, on camera too. That was obviously.
I remember that. I was there the morning that somebody's car. You know, this is a good story to tell for people out there who this hasn't happened to. Can I lead into this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, there was a guy who was not a member, right? He wasn't a member.
Correct.
Okay. He was sneaking into the gym in the morning when it was really, really crowded and people were lining up to scan in. And he was sneaking by them and going into the back and then opening up unlocked lockers and looking for sets of keys that have electric lock buttons on them.
Yep.
So, because a lot of people, they just go in to do cardio and they don't want to carry their keys. So they go, oh, I'll throw them in this locker, close the door, I'll come back.
And you're touching on one of my other big major pet peeves, the fact that people would put their stuff in an unlocked locker.
Yeah, I can't understand that. So this guy was pretty shrewd. He would go and he would get the keys and he'd walk out and he'd start walking around the parking lot pressing it feverishly until somebody's car lights blinked.
Exactly.
And then he would get in and he would steal anything that was in there. And he had done this like a few times.
Yeah, he'd done it two or three times.
But he was off camera the first few times.
Yes. Yes.
But the last time it was on camera.
We and I was just real determined because there's one of the things that really upsets me is a thief, and especially when they're breaking into our members' personal belongings. And so I kind of made it a personal mission. So I sat down one day and looked through probably about 4 hours worth of video surveillance, which we have pretty decent stuff here. And just happened to catch and saw this young guy who's, I think he's about 20, and unfortunately he has a drug problem and has been in trouble with the law for at least 4 or 5 years, and he snuck in the back door basically, and like you say, Carl, he literally waited till the front desk area got busy and then just kind of
he would rush right through.
He even got stopped by our front desk guy, kind of saw him and said, if you checked in, and again, the front desk guy's busy, the guy said yes, you know.
Right.
Of course, what's the thief going to say? You know, he's not going to tell the truth.
Well, he may have had a drug problem, but it did not impair his creativity.
No.
That's for sure.
No.
Now,
no, I guess the good / bad news, I guess, depending from what perspective you're looking at it, the police basically got on to it very quickly. They knew who he was. He had been involved in several other crimes, including robbing a church in the area, and you know, he had a pretty long record. And the good news is that he did get arrested and you know, had to go back to jail, but at least he's getting some kind of rehabilitation, you know, as far as the drug issue is concerned.
I have one that I have to talk about, and I just thought about it, okay? and this has to do with Elisa, too. You know, I've been training at your gym for a long time because it's the best gym in the area, by far, okay?
I appreciate that.
Okay. So with that being said, since I've been with Elisa, which is a couple years now, whenever we would go and train, I do different things than she does. She always goes in that back where Caroline goes to be by yourself, because there's a small dumbbell rack there that only goes up to 50 pounds. There's a bunch of lighter dumbbells. There's like bands and kettlebells and yoga mats. And a lot of the women like to go back there and train.
Well,
exactly.
I'm also, when I'm doing plyometrics, I'm not in anybody's way.
Yeah,
I can do my medicine ball slams. I'm not in anybody's way.
So Elisa will, and this is like clockwork. Elisa will go back there. She's the only one back there. Because I'm doing something else. I'm squatting. I'm looking at her, right? And within, like, maybe 10 minutes, there's three guys back there, right? And, you know, and they're all, like, either sitting on machines next to her. And, you know, I can see them. I can see the brain working. I can see them eyeballing her then making a beeline. But,
sharks have come out.
Yeah. And these guys are like stalkers. And to take it a step further, there's a couple guys at the gym who spend more time talking to women than they do training.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yes.
And it's like, you know what? And first of all, most of these guys probably have significant others. They don't even consider, like, the how this appears to the women that they think they're attracting, you know, while they're hitting on them. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, it's like, You're stalking now. This woman is here to do a workout. She can't just get up and leave, and you're going to go try to hit on her. You know what? Hit on her afterwards. Don't follow her out to the car, obviously. But, you know, I mean, find another way. Don't, like, corner her because she's in the gym and, like, try to muscle your way in.
Yeah. That definitely happens and kind of irritating, actually.
So. And, you know, Women need to let those guys know. There's two guys at the gym that I swear every time I see them, they are talking. And the girl will walk in and they walk over. Hi, how are you? And it's like, okay, didn't you come here to work out? Or is this today's disco? Is that what this is? Give it a break, man.
It's been an unfortunate part of our industry for a long time. I mean, it really has. I don't know. We did have a situation with a guy that I actually had to have a conversation with.
Really?
Yeah. And as it turned out, the guy was completely harmless. But, you know, was basically, you just described it, talking to every single woman that was halfway attractive. That was coming in, and it was a problem, you know, and had to make them aware. And candidly, he was a little embarrassed, you know, that he was being called out. But you know, it all's well that ends well. That pretty much ended, you know, and he really is a good guy,
right?
You know, so
we only have a couple minutes. One last question: what is the most bizarre thing, or let's say the most shocking or surprising thing you found in a locker that the lock was left on and you had to cut off and empty out? Because you have a rule. We there's no assigned lockers. If you leave your lock on that night, it's cut off and everything is taken out, right?
Gosh, I don't know. Bob, do you know any on that? Because I'm not.
I don't know if there's anything I could share on the air.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Now you know, Carl. It's it's surprising. Like I say, this would be a wonderful, wonderful reality TV show. You know, I don't know what station that they could put it on safely.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it would have to be explicit content.
It would have to be, yeah, or at the least heavily edited.
We should find Jeffrey Dahmer's gym and ask his gym manager what they found in his locker when they finally cut the lock off of it.
Oh gosh,
I'm afraid to even ask.
There you go.
On that one, but
I want to thank you guys for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
And I also want to thank you for managing such a wonderful environment that is inviting. And really, in my humble opinion, in today's day and age, more important than church, that gym right there. That gym is my church. That's what it is.
Well, it's funny you should say that because Caroline and I we're both Christians and we love God and we view this as a ministry and we love our members. We really do. We're blessed to have great people like you and Alicia that are our members here
and it's really like a big family at times.
It is.
I love working out there. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. And we'll see you this afternoon because after the show's over, we're coming to the gym.
Okay. All right.
We'll see you there.
Thank you. Get on in here.
Okay. Bye. Right.
See you guys.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with current events and topics. We've got a lot of good things
to talk about. Lots of stuff to talk about.
You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USLWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It is Casual Friday, and I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, and I am not a sap.
All right.
Okay, we've got lots of really important things to talk about, lots of stuff.
Okay, I just want to mention the Kentucky State Bodybuilding Championship. It's scheduled for Saturday, August the 4th, in Frankfort, Kentucky. We have 5 tickets to give away.
Right.
Again, it's Saturday, August the 4th. Pre-judging starts at noon. The tickets will be good for both pre-judging and the night show.
Right. And to get one of those 5 tickets, you need to send an email to onair@superhumanradio.com and put in the subject Kentucky State Bodybuilding. And the first 5 emails we get with that on there, we will email you back and make arrangements for you to know where to go to pick up your tickets. They'll be at the will call, basically.
At will call, basically.
Now,
yes.
If you're listening to the podcast days later, don't go, oh, it's been so late. Send it anyway. Because, you know, not all of our listeners are in the Kentucky area. So please take a shot. Send an email to onair@superhumanradio.com and put in the subject line, what did I say, Kentucky State Bodybuilding. And you may be one of the 5 people who gets free tickets.
Also, I just want to mention something that I think is really great. They have a men's military division.
Oh, that is cool.
You know, they have physique, they have figure, bikini, but they have the men's military division, which I think is really great.
Yeah, just for enlisted persons.
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Yep.
Very, very cool. Okay, Elisa, there are so many important things to talk about. I just wish I had some vanilla pudding right now.
So have you ever been in Mexico and, you know, you go into the gift shop and they have like all these sombreros and, you know,
spices,
big gaudy knickknacks and
yes,
things, and they
yes.
have spices. Well, one of the things I bought there one time was a big bottle of vanilla.
Right.
So I was reading about Mexican vanilla the other day. And did you know that they actually sell a vanilla that is It's not real vanilla, and it contains coumarin.
Which, now why is that important? Because coumarin is where they get Coumadin from.
Yes.
And Coumadin is a blood thinner. By the way, Coumadin is also used as rat poison. So coumarin is what they create, the blood thinner that causes rats to die, and they put old people on it, and they die from it as well eventually.
It's an anticoagulant.
Yeah.
The warfarin is what...
Warfarin is another name for it, exactly. So this is not vanilla, but it tastes like vanilla?
Well, it tastes like and smells like the coumarin that I'm speaking of. Tastes like and smells like vanilla extract.
Wow. And so, but it could thin your blood dangerously.
Yes, yes.
So you shouldn't, so to be safe, you probably should not use vanilla or vanilla extract that is coming from Mexico.
Well, no, just make sure that it is the real stuff.
Well, how do you know? You mean the vanilla from Mexico would actually say that it's coumarin and not vanilla?
I'm sorry, say that again. I was reading.
So the vanilla, okay, I don't think you can tell. Isn't it that when you're buying vanilla, it could actually have coumarin in it?
It could, yes.
But it's not going to say on the label that it has coumarin in it, right?
No, it says, okay. I was just reading on this article. It says, beware, therefore, bargain Mexican vanilla. Double check your bottles very carefully to ensure that you are purchasing pure vanilla.
Right.
But you can't tell.
You can't tell. So again, my ergo is, don't buy vanilla from Mexico to be on the safe side.
The FDA has, they have banned that coumarin here in the U.S.
Yeah, yeah. So, for the obvious reasons.
Yes.
And just so, since we're on, do you want to even talk about the stuff in the backyard since we're talking about this
sure.
right now?
Mm-hmm.
Foxglove. We bought some foxglove plants.
They're beautiful.
But guess what? And we talked about this once before. Foxglove is where they get Digitalis from.
Mm-hmm.
Digitalis is a heart drug. It's a powerful heart drug. My dad was on it, called Digitec, and it's for people who have arrhythmias. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The effective dose, and I may be wrong about this. The effective dose is like 5 or 10 milligrams, and the lethal dose is like 25 milligrams. So there's a very, very thin line between effective dose and the dose that kills you. And a lot of people actually died from Digitec because they got the coating wrong, and because the coating was wrong on the pills, it doubled the dose, and a lot of people actually died from it. So Foxglove is where they get it from.
Right. And actually, if you eat parts of that flower or leaf, it can be, if you eat too much of it, it can be toxic.
It'll kill you.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
But it says that results of overdose cause anorexia, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't have planted that in the yard.
Well, you know what? It's not bad if the possums eat it, is it?
No. Or my little cute little bunny, my velveteen rabbit.
Yeah. Elisa has a baby bunny that's in the backyard that is eating everything that she plants that has flowers on it.
Oh, it's very frustrating. But then when I don't see the rabbit, I think, because there's also a hawk that flies around back there, and I think, oh no, the hawk got my velveteen rabbit.
Right. So what do you want, the plants or the rabbit?
Both.
Okay. All right. So where do we go from there, Elisa?
Oh, my friend told me yesterday to pour cayenne pepper on mm-hmm. my plants that might keep the rabbit from eating all my flowers.
Yeah, but all your plants will be orange anyway. So there you go. Okay. Want to talk about, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about toothpaste.
Okay. Why, does my breath smell?
Yes. How did you know?
I figured.
No, I was reading an article today about toxins in your toothpaste.
Yeah.
Did you know that some toothpaste contain triclosan?
And triclosan is the antimicrobial that they put in hand soap, right?
Yes, and we talked about that before because
it's getting into the water.
The triclosan is getting into the water and it's feminizing our aquatic life.
Right.
Our fish are becoming feminized. So in the article that I read recently, the Canadians are ruling that triclosan is dangerous and they don't want it in any of the products. It comes in makeups, soaps. Liquid soaps are the worst.
Right.
Antibacterial solutions, like the hand sanitizers. And so they're going to, they're not allowed to have it in Canada.
In Canada.
Right.
But what about here in the United States where we have the wonderful and overpowerful FDA?
The FDA has admitted that there are valid concerns about the adverse health effects triclosan poses to humans. However, it's still allowed in soaps, makeups, deodorants, toothpaste, and many other personal care products.
So basically, The FDA recognizes it's dangerous to humans.
Yes.
But their relationship with their clients is more important than your life.
Well, what else is new?
I mean, can we talk about...
But I want to say one more thing about toothpaste, though, while we're on the subject of toothpaste. So since I read this article, I looked at... I have two different types of toothpaste. I have the Burt's Bees, which is supposed to be natural.
And I use that all the time.
Well, yes. And I try to use it, but sometimes I just don't like the taste of it.
Yeah.
And then I have Colgate. Both of those toothpaste, neither one of them had the triclosan in them, but they both had carrageenan and xanthan gum in them.
Right.
I couldn't believe that.
Right. And you say to yourself, why?
Well, the natural Burt's Bees is supposed to be natural.
But carrageenan and xanthan gum come from natural sources. They come from plant sources.
Then why are they not good to eat?
They're not good to eat because a lot of things that come from plant sources aren't good to eat. We just talked about foxglove. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And just because this is the joke nowadays. Just something says natural, run. I mean, poop is natural. If they start putting that in your food, are you going to embrace it? I mean, just because it says natural doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yes.
We know about carmine. It's bugs.
Yes.
Well, that's natural. They can put carmine in your food and still say all natural.
Mm-hmm.
They can put wood in your food and say it's all natural.
Well, they do. Cellulose.
Right. So the carrageenan is no good for you. It clogs up the stomach. It actually has been linked to several different types of stomach cancer. Xanthan gum is no good for you. It actually blocks the absorption of certain minerals and macronutrients because it's a gum. It's designed to be a thickening agent. And, of course, they're in foods and in toothpaste because they're natural.
Okay, so you want to continue talking about the FDA?
Yeah, I want you to go on because we have a friend who was in the pharmaceutical industry for a long time, but she has exited the pharmaceutical industry.
Uh-huh.
And we were at her house when we were in San Francisco, and we met the guy who's responsible for Boniva. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which I got all over his ass that day about rheumatoid arthritis and jumped in him. You know, I was really rough with him. I'm sure he never wants to talk to me again. And he was so proud about Boniva. You know, he's responsible for all the sales in the United States for Boniva. Well, guess what? Boniva, they just discovered, and Fosamax, its twin brother, they just discovered that when they put women on that, after about 2 years, it actually starts to have the exact opposite effect. It causes brittle bones. They have women who have been on these drugs for a couple of years. They're coming in with major deteriorations in hip bones and thigh bones, and they're just shattering. Boom. Just coming apart. So this is an example of the pharmaceutical industry going after something. Not obviously, if they would have tested this stuff for a couple of years, they would have known this, but they obviously didn't.
Well, that's because they allow it, and they use us as their lab rats.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And obviously, they're approving a new rheumatoid arthritis drug.
Pfizer has come up with a new drug, and it is called tofactinib.
Okay.
And just this week, the U.S. advisory panel on Wednesday has approved it. They voted it 8-2 to be approved. And of course, the UFDA doesn't have to go with their vote, their recommendation.
Right.
But they typically do.
Right.
And the thing that sticks out in the article about this drug is that it has caused a cancer.
Right. And let's talk about why so people understand this. The drugs that work on rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune disorders affect tumor necrosis factor, beta and kappa.
Okay.
And these are directly related to cancer. They actually suppress cancers, but these drugs suppress them. So these drugs actually can promote cancers. A side effect of these drugs is if you are the type of person who has the internal environment that can develop cancer, you will develop cancer on these drugs. But as you read to me this morning, the panel said that the benefits outweigh the risks.
Yes.
So the benefits of masking rheumatoid arthritis but giving someone cancer seems to be acceptable to the medical orthodoxy. Right?
Yes.
Now, the FDA is going to approve it, and I'm going to tell you why. If you remember, those of you who listen to the show often know that few months ago I said – during a show, we were talking about something, and I got on the thing of Pfizer. I said, well, Pfizer is effectively a dead company. Uh-huh. All of Pfizer's products are out of patent protection. They haven't introduced a new product in eons. And by the standards of the pharmaceutical industry, I said during that show, we could see in the very near future, Pfizer is going to be gone. Now, you know that Pfizer is lobbying the FDA and going, look, you got to give us this. We're going to go out of business. If we don't have a new drug, we're going to, because this is a billion-dollar industry, these autoimmune disorders. Because once they get approved for RA, then they're going to get approved for other versions of these diseases.
Once they get approved for RA, they're looking at other conditions such
Bingo.
As inflammatory bowel diseases,
See?
Psoriasis, and dry eye.
Now, you didn't even tell me that this morning, but look what I said,
yes.
right? Once they get their foot in the door, then they're going to go, hey, you know what? This is good for – and this is going to prop Pfizer back up. And keep them from going under this drug. So you can bet I will buy everybody in the audience a beer when I'm in your city. That saves me from having to buy too many beers at one time. If I'm wrong, the FDA is going to approve this drug because Pfizer needs it.
What if they don't drink beer?
Oh, I'll buy them a carrot juice then.
Well, it says here, and I read this to you this morning, that these drugs block a protein called the tumor necrosis factor, TNF, that is tied to inflammation.
Right.
And I said to you, if they block that, then can't we take something natural like an omega-3?
Yes, which is going to do it in a better way. See, omega-3s have been shown to shut off the whole cascade of inflammation.
And ginger extract as well.
And ginger, and we talked about that. That's why. So ginger extract does the same thing. These things affect the entire cascade, which also suppresses cancers. But when you selectively do this one thing and forget about everything else, the body gets thrown off. The body likes harmony. So yes, of course they could, but that's not going to save Pfizer. Pfizer needs a drug right now desperately. Now, in the FDA's divine wisdom, as we're sitting here waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it will drop, they will approve this drug. They just recently took geranium oil off the market because of 42 reported adverse events.
42 complaints.
Complaints. But I mean of adverse events. 42 mm-hmm. people said, oh, my heart was racing. You know what? Be careful, Starbucks, because if enough people start complaining about your coffee causing their heart to race, we could see coffee go by the wayside pretty soon.
So they've banned its DMAA, which is essentially geranium oil. The
right.
FDA has banned it because of 42 complaints.
Yes. And you know what? So look at the hypocrisy here. The FDA lets you take things like Boniva, which actually, after a couple years of taking them, it actually do the exact thing that you were hoping not to happen, cause your bones to get so brittle that they shatter, right? They let you do that, but because of 42 people having adverse reactions to geranium oil and the other millions of people not, they take geranium oil off the market. This is ridiculous, folks. I don't care who you are out there. You have to see this for what it is. The FDA is corrupt. They are the most corrupt organization in the world, bar none. Bar none. They are selling American lives down the tubes for dollars. And every time somebody says, you know, well, that's not FDA approved, do me a favor and smack them. Tell them that's exactly why you should take it. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
So there you go.
Do we have to take a break?
Yes. And thank you. Why is my face all red? No. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'll be a much more calmer and composed Carl Lenore in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Okay, welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I'm in the studio with the lovely, talented, and muscular. Looking at your shoulders, they look great. Alisa Profumo. Listen, I asked people to help us out on iTunes, and they came to our rescue. And we have actually so many good comments and honest comments on iTunes. I need your help again. I need people to start sharing the show and the blog posts on Facebook using the little Facebook widget. Pass it around to your friends. So if you see a show that you liked or you read a blog post that you like my blog post today is how to avoid prostate cancer without drugs or supplements. And it's legitimate. And I'm asking people to start, you know, passing things around using the Facebook widget so that we can indoctrinate more superhumans into the show. So there you go.
Okay, so I read an article in the Huffington Post. The headline is, Healthy Supermarket Shopping: Is an In-Store Nutritionist the Secret to Healthful Choices?
Now just think about this. This
an
is shocking.
An in-store nutritionist.
First of all, the only way this would work is, remember Miracle on 34th Street?
Uh-huh.
When people would come in, they'd say to Santa, I want this toy. And he'd say, well, I'm sorry, we don't have it here at Macy's. Go to Gimbel's or go to A&S. And everybody got mad at him because he was being honest, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, the only way this works is if when people walk in, the dietitian is standing at the front door as the door swings open like a greeter. They say, hi, I'm the dietitian that's going to help you be healthier. Turn around and walk out. There's nothing in this store that's really healthy. So.
Well, they evidently had They recruited 153 local shoppers, and they brought them to the grocery store. And they used on-shelf labeling based on recommendations from the American Heart Association. Mm-hmm. And the labels either read healthier option, heart healthy, low sodium, calcium rich, or immune booster. And the other half, they had someone help them, a nutritionist guide them.
Right.
And the ones that had the nutritionist guide them fared better than the ones that were left on their own to read the labels.
But see, the problem with faring better is fared better to whose standards? To the American Dietetic and Nutrition, you know, the American Dietetic and Nutrition, now their name is American Dietetic and Nutrition, before it was just the American Dietetic Association, and the American Heart Association are not the people that should be telling you what to eat, you know. Look how many people are sick out there.
It says here, following the point of sale, the researchers analyzed each study participant's grocery cart for fat content and both the amount and color of the produce.
Yeah,
they found that the shoppers who had access to in-store counseling had carts with a greater number of fruits and vegetables.
Right, and lowest fat.
Uh-huh.
So, and fat is not the problem. Darn it. I wish I could scream so loud I could shake the earth. It's so idiotic. So you know what they're going to do? These aren't going to be dietitians. They're going to be suggestive sellers. Because here's what's going to happen. Mark my flipping words, folks. You heard it here first. If these people end up in those grocery stores, dollars are going to start going into those grocery stores to influence the suggestions that they make. Mark my words. These people are not going to tell everybody, yeah, eat more beef and chicken and fruits, because the Hot Pocket company is going to get pissed off. They're not going to like that. So they're going to have to woo those people and say, see, Hot Pockets are healthy too. And dollars are going to flow in. The American Dietetic Association is going to rewrite things. They're going to say, well, Hot Pockets are okay. See, here's why. And bingo, people are going to go, well, Hot Pockets are healthy. They're actually considered a vegetable. It's going to be corrupt. They're going to corrupt the whole system. And people are going to buy not what's healthy, but what's being told that they should buy.
Well, that's what they do now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're going to be suggestive sellers. They're not going to be dietitians. And dietitians don't know anything anyway. Oh, that's me hitting my head.
Well, but isn't that what people are doing now? Because the government is telling us to eat wheat and corn and soy grains. And that's what people are eating because the government tells them to.
Right. And the same thing's going to happen, except somebody's going to be suggesting a brand now.
So that leads me to the article that Gary Taubes wrote.
The brilliant and hard, you know who Gary Taubes, you know who reminds me of Gary Taubes?
Who?
Adele Moussa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you know why? You know what Gary Taubes is amazing at?
What's that?
Gathering and organizing research so that he can connect the dots and put all this stuff together. I bet you $1 million that Gary Taubes is one of the most organized individuals, as is Adele Moussa. You say a word, Adele puts the study up on Facebook.
Yes, he's
so
he's
good. Reminds me of him. Yeah, okay,
Dr. Andrew.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not supposed to call him Dr. Andrew any longer.
I know.
But anyway, so someone posted this, and I apologize. I don't recall who. I typically remember everything, but I don't recall who put this on my Facebook page.
Right,
but
right.
It's called "Why the Campaign to Stop America's Obesity Crisis Keeps Failing."
Right.
And it's a great article if anybody wants to read it. It's the Daily Beast.
Mm-hmm. Was it Dominic Less that put that up there?
It probably was.
Yeah, I think. For some reason, that rings a bell. Go ahead.
But he was talking about how in the 30s, a woman came over who was a physician from Germany, and she came over and saw in the 30s, during the Depression,
right,
all the obese children. And
right.
So she opened a clinic for
the first clinic for childhood obesity.
The first clinic for childhood obesity, and that was in the late 30s.
So here we have a situation, because everybody says today the problem, the reason we're obese today, is because of the abundance and low cost of highly calorically dense food. That's why. So here we're talking about a period of time where there was not a lot of food, and we didn't have fast food yet, and yet children were getting obese then. Right?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that people understand. So go ahead.
Well, and then they also, he also mentions in here the, that in the 70s, that's when they started waging a war against red meat.
Right.
Right?
Right. So red meat eating peaked in the 70s.
And
however,
since then, people started listening to the establishment, stopped eating as much red meat, but the obesity continues to rise.
Right.
And what people are eating is what I just suggested. Soy.
Grains,
corn,
right.
Wheat.
And interestingly enough, in reality, the obesity as an epidemic didn't start until the 70s.
That's correct.
So right when, while red meat eating was peaking, we didn't have the obesity epidemic. When red meat eating peaked and there was suppression, we were being told that fat is the enemy, red meat causes colon cancer, and red meat stopped being eaten, that is when the obesity epidemic picked up.
Yes.
But see, it takes someone like Taubes or like Adel Moussa to save research and put the dots together and go, oh my God, look, when you look at this line and that line, look where they start and where this one ends. This is brilliant of Taubes to point out, because you can't argue with this. This isn't epidemiology here, folks. This is real life.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality is that obesity is occurring because the government chose to subsidize agriculture and not animal husbandry. Had the government subsidized the production of beef, then we'd still be eating a lot of red meat.
And the reason why he wrote this article, I have to mention, it's based on a four-part documentary that's coming out on HBO. It's called The Weight of the Nation.
Yeah, I love
and
this.
He's picking this apart, The that's, Weight of the Nation.
Yeah, I love it. I think, you know, Taubes is brilliant. He really is. And unfortunately, you have momos like the Wizard of Oz who try to detract from his message and tell people to eat sugar beets because of the antioxidant value. Ugh.
I was out with a friend one day. We were at dinner, and she was eating beets. She said, I love beets. They're so good for you.
Yeah, right.
And that was one of the friends that I just...
And she's skinny fat.
Yeah.
Well, she is. I'm just being honest.
Yes.
Okay. So there you go.
Okay. Speaking of which, she sent me an article about, she's a nurse, and she sent me an article.
She was a nurse.
Yeah, she was a
back
nurse.
Back around 30
years
ago. Turn of the century. Okay, I'm sorry.
But she still evidently gets emails from her past nursing association.
Right.
She still may be a member, saying that there's a hospital in Texas called the Citizens Medical Center that wants only thin doctors to work there.
Yeah.
But the problem is that they're going to go by body mass index.
BMI.
And that's what I said to you this morning. So if a weightlifter comes in that's got all muscle, so he's going to show like he's heavy on the scale, they're not going to allow him to work there.
No, and he's healthier than the guy who's withering looking. But
the vegan.
The vegan who has good BMI. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. You know, first of all, I think it's important that this hospital is adding to this discussion, because there is a foot here, a time now to start to cast out clearly unhealthy people. I think insurance companies should have the right to charge an obese person a much higher rate than they charge a healthy, a lean, muscular, healthy person. But the problem is right now that the old guard still has influence on these decisions, and they're using something like BMI when they have to start looking at muscle, lean body mass to fat mass ratio.
Because there are people who don't understand like the process that I've been going through, losing weight but gaining muscle.
Right. The scale doesn't change.
People don't understand that.
No. And you looked at a picture of yourself recently. From when? When were you in the West Indies?
I was in the West Indies about maybe four or five years ago.
And you looked at your picture and you said something about yourself. When you looked at it, you said, my God,
I was thinner then. I mean, I weighed less on the scale then.
Right. You said, you know, I was lighter back then, but.
But I look better now.
Right. And you were smoother back then. There was no separation between your shoulders and your pectorals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were smoother. You looked more like the traditional woman looks today.
Mm-hmm.
You probably had more sub-Q fat, but on the scale, you looked lighter. You're healthier today, even though on the scale, you look heavier.
That's true.
So,
And that's a hard concept for people
yes.
to grasp.
It, you know what? It's really not hard for them to grasp once you explain it to them, but it has to be laid out for them. And the problem is, the wrong message is being promoted 1,000 times a day from every point that you can imagine.
Well, and I was just getting ready to say, like, the Weight Watchers diet and And that leads me to the article, another article, Fat Loss Made Simple. This, too, came from the Huffington Post.
Let's do that, and then we'll take a break, okay?
Okay, Paul Spector, who is a doctor, wrote this article, and he poses the question, who would you think has a higher fat percentage, a marathoner or a sprinter?
Yeah, and I mean, I know the answer, but most people, most average people would say, oh, the marathoner, because they imagine this person running for 1,000 miles a month, and they're just lean and ripped and worn out looking.
Right, but in fact, they have a higher fat percentage than the sprinter does.
Of course they do. And now, but the gist of his, and here's something that I like. The HuffPost is a mainstream publication.
Uh-huh.
This guy actually used the word hit.
Yes, he did.
So you know that he's one of us.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of the physical culturists, because no one outside of physical culture understands what HIIT is, because HIIT came from Arthur Jones.
Uh-huh.
HIIT, high intensity training, and the acronym HIIT was Arthur Jones's baby. When he said, you train with greater intensity, you train less frequently, and your body repartitions and builds more muscle and burns more fat, because the more intense workout bumps the metabolism up for the rest of the day,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just the value of caloric expenditure during the workout. So you know this guy is one of us. And he goes on to actually talk about in that article, doesn't he? He talks about how to increase metabolic rate.
Right. And he also cites a study that was published in the Journal of American College of Nutrition.
Right.
And it was a very low-calorie diet, VLCD. But what they did was they put the participants on 800 calories a day, so the very low-calorie diet, and half of them did aerobic exercises and the other half did resistance training.
Right.
And what they did afterward was they wanted to see who lost the most amount of fat.
Right.
The ones who were on resistance training did not lose muscle. They gained muscle. The ones who were doing the aerobics lost muscle.
But gained fat. So what happened was the repartitioning, when you do resistance training, actually through the mTOR mechanism, the body conserves and even increases its muscle mass. And by doing so, metabolic rate goes up, so you consume more of your body fat throughout the day as energy. Where the individuals that were doing slow, long, arduous cardio, actually ate up their muscle.
Their metabolic rates decreased.
Right, and so that means that everything is going to be, so they're going to store more fat, because that 800 calories, there's a lot more excess in there than for the guy who's training with resistance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just wonderful when you hear this. The problem is, because a person, like, let's say your friend who's part of the medical orthodoxy and gets these emails about, you know, from the nursing, if you told her that, she wouldn't believe it, because she's heard 1,000 times from the liars that that's not what happens. And so she would challenge it. She said, well, I find that hard to believe, she'd say.
That's exactly.
Yeah, right. She'd say, oh, I find that hard to believe, because she's been brainwashed. And her body shows it, unfortunately.
So many people have been brainwashed by that message, though.
Well, and I'm going to use his name because I love him. Your friend David. Whenever David says, whenever you tell David you went to the gym, he says to you what?
His first thing was, oh, how long were you there?
Because what does David say when he says, well, I went to the gym today, I was there for 2 hours.
Yes, and I always say, well, Dave, it's, you know, it doesn't matter the amount of time, it's your intensity.
Right.
You know, and.
And notice he says, I was there for 2 hours. He didn't train for 2 hours.
No.
No. He could have probably got his whole workout done had he moved quickly in between sets in an hour or less.
Mm-hmm.
But he was there for 2 hours, and he feels like, well, I'm putting in the work. I'm here for 2 hours, and his body's not changing. And he really needs to see that and think, you know, I need to start working in a more economic fashion. I need to get my workout done faster, move quicker, and his body will change. I love you, David. I just want you to live longer. That's all.
And stronger.
And be stronger. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back,
we have listener questions to answer.
Okay, and I think we have anything else? I think we have some other things to cover. Maybe we don't. Okay, yeah, stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. No
other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. And now it's listener question time.
Yes.
Okay, boys and girls.
I just want to mention really quick, the last time we did Casual Friday, we talked about Lyme disease. And one of our listeners, who is a doctor in Maryland, I guess he's at the School of Medicine.
Yeah, he's actually, he teaches from what I remember. Doesn't he teach? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he teaches, Dr. Chris Adamo, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He says he's a lifestyle medicine guy. But anyway, he mentioned, or he sent us an email about Lyme disease, and he just stated about how the medical orthodoxy is just completely, they refuse to recognize it, and they're not treating the cases.
Right.
So if any of you have not seen Under Our Skin, please go watch that.
Is that about Lyme disease?
That's about Lyme disease.
See, and you ask yourself, well, gee, why wouldn't they recognize it and treat it? And that's because the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want to treat it, because the pharmaceutical industry wants these people to take a different route that they already have drugs for. So they treat them for fibromyalgia and stuff like that.
And he says in the email that untreated Lyme disease causes debilitating chronic symptoms such as arthritis, neurological disorders, fatigue, and even heart disease.
And that's fibromyalgia, the neurological disorders. People become, they have myalgias, they have unknown pains, they can't explain it. So yeah, and then people, treat them with for those diseases because they're ready to treat those. The pharmaceutical industry is not ready to treat Lyme disease, so people get they act like they don't have it. The same thing is true of, I remember when we first started talking about adrenal fatigue mm-hmm. 8 years ago on this show.
Uh-huh.
The medical orthodoxy did not recognize adrenal fatigue. I remember calling a doctor who wrote the textbook that was used by colleges on adrenal function. And I said to him, I want to have you on the show to talk about adrenal fatigue. He says, adrenal fatigue is a made-up disease. It does not exist. I says, well, okay. I says, can you come on and talk about the effects of sex hormones on the adrenals? Because there are drug users out there, you know, athletes that use drugs, and estrogen has an effect on the adrenals. He goes, well, he goes, I can talk about estrogen's effect, but I'm not going to talk about performance-enhancing drugs' effects on adrenals. I was okay. He would not recognize that there was such a thing as adrenal fatigue. He said, it's a made-up disease, he said. Now, this is a guy who writes the textbook. So what do you think the students are being told about adrenal fatigue? Oh, it doesn't exist. But then you take the people who have the symptoms and tell them, your symptoms are fake. You're not really feeling this. This is in your head. I'm going to give you half a milligram of lorazepam as needed. Take it whenever you need it. That'll take the edge off and you'll feel better. It's like that's the way they treat them.
Chris also put in his email that the reason he brings this up is he's actually running a study of resistance exercise for patients suffering from chronic symptoms of Lyme disease. And his lead trainer is a muscle activation technique guy.
Right.
And he believes that the approach is feasible. And he's going to come on and talk about it when he finishes his study.
Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful. And you know what? It comes back again. Everything can be corrected through exercise. This is nothing more than hormesis. When you apply certain specific, logical, intelligent stresses to the body responds by upregulating everything. So this is wonderful. I applaud him.
Yes.
Okay, I have a few questions that I have to answer.
Yeah, one, Michael McGregor, and then someone else asked you about astragalus and ginger.
Yeah, people who have gotten, and by the way, for those of you who have been waiting patiently for your ginger and astragalus, and it should have all arrived today or yesterday in the United States, and those of you in international, everything will be arriving middle of next week, and I apologize for the delay, but the supplier that I had been using just kind of disappeared, and I had to find a new supplier that had the same high-quality product at the price that I could, because I had already quoted prices, and I couldn't ask people, well, to give more money, and so it was quite a debacle, but it's all solved. With that being said, the way I use the ginger is I literally throw it in my mouth. A heaping quarter teaspoon is about a gram, and throw that in your mouth. Wash it down with water quickly because it's very, very spicy. You can do that a couple times a day safely without causing yourself any problems. If you are concerned about tumors and cancers, I would go up to as much as 6 grams a day. And that would allow you to deal with the cancers and tumors that you're trying to help get rid of. The other thing is the astragalus. Throwing it in your mouth and washing it down with water is tough. Astragalus is amazingly hygroscopic, and it sticks to your teeth like brown cement. I think that it's probably better off capped, but for those of you like me who don't want to take the time, throw it in your mouth, throw it as far back in your mouth as possible, and drink it down with water. Once again, 2 grams a day, and astragalus is a little bit heavier than the ginger, so what you'll find is, once again, a heaping quarter teaspoon, two of those should get you to where you need to be with the astragalus.
In regard to the ginger, they can put it in tea and drink it, right?
Yes. Here's the problem. The ginger extract floats. So when you put it in tea, it doesn't always steep and sink to the bottom. And when you drink it, the little pieces of ginger extract kind of get in your throat and cause it to tickle, and you may end up coughing for a while. And plus it's very spicy. If you're going to use it in tea, I would take like a half a teaspoon, throw it in the tea, in the cup, pour the water on it and give it some time to let as much of it sink through or pour it through a coffee filter. My fear is that the coffee filter will catch some of the oils as well. And you're going to get diminished results from that.
In regard to the ginger extract, can you cook with it like you would ginger powder?
Yeah, but it's so much stronger. But yes, the answer is yes. But you're going to have to experiment with it because it's so much. It's like a 10, it's like a 10 to 1. So 1 ounce of ginger extract is like 10 ounces of ginger, raw ginger.
So like if you're making an Asian dish that calls for ginger powder, and you use the ginger extract, are you still going to get the anti-inflammatory benefits from it?
Oh yeah, you always get it from ginger. Again.
It doesn't break down in the cooking process?
I don't know what heat does to it. I really don't.
Okay.
You know, if you want to cook with ginger plus take it raw, that's the best bet. Using it in food exclusively and thinking you're getting all the value from it, you may not be getting it because we don't know how it denatures the shagols and ginger rolls.
Okay, so remember my ginger ale recipe that I posted?
Yeah.
If you use fresh ginger and make ginger ale and you drink it, do you get the same anti-inflammatory benefits that you get from the ginger extract?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But again, boiling it, I don't know if less of the effects occur because of the heat.
Okay.
So it could be. Yeah. So that's the answer to that question. Let's see. Yeah, we got another question here. Hold on.
I have one.
Okay, go.
Dodge Feeler. He says he has a quick question about vaccines. He's in school and obviously he's against getting vaccinated. However, school requires that he get the bacterial meningitis and Hep B vaccine. He's not sure what to do. He's trying to get into a second degree Bachelor of Nursing program, and he knows that they will require the same vaccines, and he doesn't know what he should do.
Okay. It is against the law to force someone to be vaccinated. There are several reasons to opt out of vaccination. There's religious reasons. Dr. Merrill Nass came on my show, and we've done several good shows on vaccinations and vaccines. I'm not saying you shouldn't get vaccinated, but if you don't want to, you don't have to be. And I think that the logic that Dr. Jared Scowron put forth here on the show once, when he said about his own children, the school was trying to force them to vaccinate, and he explained why he didn't want to. And he said, look, if all the other kids are vaccinated, then they're not at risk. My child is at risk. And the administrator said, that's interesting. You're right. So if you can't use a little logic on them, you can always go the it's against my religion route, and they can't force you to vaccinate then. Now, if you want to vaccinate, I also think that Dr. Nass said the hepatitis B vaccine is a good one. And one that you got to, you know, weigh the risks and the dangers. What I would try to find out before getting it is, A, does it have thimerosal in it? And B, does it have aluminum in it? And if it doesn't have those two things in it, if it doesn't have thimerosal as a preservative and aluminum as an adjuvant, then I think the potential risks of the vaccine diminish somewhat because those are two known issues in vaccines. So there's a lot to weigh out here. You can say, no, I'm not getting vaccinated. You can stand on it. They can't stop. You can opt out of vaccinations.
Okay, I have another question.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say his name because I know he's a member of either firefighters or police. I think he's a police officer.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say his name.
Okay.
Is it safe to take the Age Force weight loss patch if you're nursing, I guess for his wife? And will it affect anything?
Absolutely not. I would not do it.
Okay.
I would not do it. I would not. Look, the environment that the baby is growing in and the milk coming from the mother should not be altered from the mother's natural state in any way, shape, or form. And that means pharmaceutical drugs or risky foods, because all that stuff passes through into the milk. And you don't want to increase the portion of growth hormone responsible for lipolysis in the baby, because the baby's already producing growth factors. That's why it's going to be growing so dramatically in the days. I mean, you're going to watch it right before your eyes. We're talking about a growth factor hyper environment that baby is. And you don't want to aid it, challenge it, alter it. So absolutely not. I would not do it.
Okay. And then can I have one more?
Of course.
Okay. She was thinking, this is from Angela Bissonette. She was thinking about how different foods affect a person and what certain foods do to a body, which brought up the thought about inflammation. Can eating certain foods help fight inflammation inside the body? And what foods can cause inflammation? And if there are certain foods that help fight inflammation, can they also help people suffering with arthritis?
Yes. The latter answer is absolutely. Anti-inflammatory foods and anti-inflammatory supplements can absolutely help somebody dealing with arthritis, because we know now that arthritis is the inflammatory system gone awry. We know that. Okay. With that being the case, there is just a plethora of foods out there that are pro-inflammatory, but the ones that come to mind right away are grains, you know, legumes, soy, you know, corn being a grain, but it deserves its own mention, corn, you know, any of the cereals, those are pro-inflammatory foods. They cause inflammation. They're the reason that people have the diseases that they have today.
Breads, pastas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut those out completely and watch your body change in a matter of weeks.
And take omega-3s.
Bingo. And then the things that are anti-inflammatory, curcumin, ginger, omega-3s, so plenty of fatty fishes, you know, sardines, salmon, or just fish oil on its own. I'm a big believer in cod liver oil instead because it has A and D in it. But those are the anti-inflammatory things. So, you know, and there's such a list of them. If you Google, you'll probably find even more than we're saying here. We don't have the time to list them all here, but it's just that work has been done. You can find that information on the internet. But absolutely, change the inflammatory landscape of your body, live longer, telomeres last longer. I mean, diseases go away. I mean, look at Kevin Johnson. I mean, the guy was diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder. And he got tired of listening to his doctor, and he cut grains out of his diet.
And so did Charles Spencer.
And Charles Spencer, and his disease went away. Otherwise, he'd be taking one of these rheumatoid arthritis drugs today. Like that Phil Mickelson. I'd love to get a hold of that guy.
The guy from the commercial?
Yeah, the golfer. You know, some days my arthritis, my celiac arthritis acts up. Some days it doesn't. You know, hey, Phil, have you ever kept a food diary? Because I got a funny feeling that if you look at the days it acts up, the day before you ate all the pro-inflammatory foods you shouldn't be eating. And he's skinny fat. You ever see him? Oh, my God. Okay. So here I go. All right. Any more questions from that end?
No.
Okay. This question came in late after the interview with Dr. Russell Ryder, but C. Tisdale, who is an avid listener of the show, and he's an old guy like me, asked the doctor what one should do if they work the late shift. Should you still take melatonin in the morning before you go to sleep? And I actually asked him that question on the second show, the original show that I re-aired the other day. But I believe he said yes, that when you come home, take the melatonin and go to sleep in a dark room. Your clock is going to be messed up, but at least you'll still be getting the benefits of what your body thinks is a nighttime sleep cycle. So, and then the other question was, yeah, let me find it. I'm sorry. Was sent to Rob Regish after a Blueprint Power Hour from Matt Beatty. And Matt said, for the next Power Hour on SHR, I have a question for Carl. While he promotes the Blueprint on his show and has you on all the time, why doesn't he try the Blueprint 3.0 program himself? Maybe I'm totally off, and Carl does use the Blueprint, but it doesn't sound that way when he talks about the training he's doing. He's right. I'm not using the Blueprint, but I use almost all, if not all, of the techniques in the Blueprint. But I'm a lot more experimental, personally. I'm experimenting with high-volume training right now exclusively. I'm not going to be doing it forever. I'm doing it right now because I'm trying to find out how my body responds at the same time while working through some injuries. So this is what I can do right now while working through some injuries. Rob would have me doing different movements and probably training a lot harder right now if I was using the blueprint, and I'm not ready to do that right now just because of the injuries. So while I'm not using the blueprint verbatim, page for page, I do employ all of the techniques in the blueprint and always have in all of my workouts. That's why I love the blueprint so much, because it's not one, hey, this is what you do and this is all you do and you're going to get big and strong just doing this only, because the body doesn't work that way. The body obviously needs a lot of change-ups to respond. But I'm a little bit more instinctive, and I dictate those change-ups myself. So hopefully that, and I'll probably answer this question again on the next Blueprint Power Hour as well. Do we have anything else to?
Nope.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that means that it's the end of another week here in the Superhuman Nation. Live strong and prosper. And remember, even, what's that doctor's name that wrote the article for Huffington Post? You remember his name?
Paul Spector.
Even Dr. Spector agrees with me, even though he hasn't said it. I know he does. That muscle is metabolic currency. So get into the gym and make a deposit today.
Bye.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.